treated at Arca and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from Arca, you might not know about it. Arca, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask Arca about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try Arca. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting the chance to save and win is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline conventional oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $21.99. You save about $8. Plus, you can enter to win a $25,000 garage giveaway. That's like saving $25,000 and $8 on your oil change. In a fuzzy math sort of way. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. See store for details. Visit GarageSweeps.com for more info.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery. Die hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
I believe this might be Hurt So Good. On Rock and Roll 550, the best rock and roll ever recorded. We just changed format, so we hope you like it. All right.
When I was a young boy.
It's a great song. This is one of those songs. This is in the category to me with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies.
Yes.
It's got that driving. You just want to drive fast. All right, this is the Wide Open Hour. This is the hour where if you've never called, we'd love to talk to you. We don't do the texting thing. Just because I like to hear your voices and I like to hear the people who listen and hear them call. So we'd prefer to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Todd joins us. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going on AM and the PM?
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. It's going great. What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday I was down at the South County Good Feet store.
Okay.
And John and the staff down there were absolutely excellent. And just wanted to call in and brag about the job that they do, the product they've got. And can't be happier. I got some foot orthotics fitted, and they feel great. The old ones I had were 22 years old.
Whoa. What was your issue? What hurt?
In high school and college I ran, so I had flat feet and, well, still do. That hasn't gone away. But,
see, by the way, let me stop you right there. And the moral here, ladies and gentlemen, is what I've always subscribed to. Don't run, don't exercise, and don't do anything physically strenuous, and you won't get hurt and your feet
right.
won't hurt.
Yep.
Take it from Todd here. He ran, and look what happened to him. Screwed his feet up.
Oh, man. Yeah, it just destroys the feet. But, no, the old ones I had, I was going to get resurfaced. So I call up, one of the places that resurfaces them, and it was going to be ridiculous. It was going to be over almost $200.
Yeah, buy new.
And I said, forget this. I'm going to call the Goodfeet store. So I go in there, and what's great is they aren't just, hey, here's what we got, and they're, trying to get you taken care of and out the door. But they really do explain, how what I have was fine, but, really you need, this type of support, and, they go through the whole explanation. Do you understand how the product is, really going to do even a better job?
Okay. Well, an unsolicited testimonial. We didn't expect this from Goodfeet. What do you do for a living?
I am actually a college scout. I help kids get college scholarships.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Because somebody needs to do that, because most people, I remember when we were looking into that, we didn't have a clue. And it's out there. You just
overwhelming,
need somebody
sure.
like you to know how to find it.
Yeah. And I do a lot of education about the recruiting process these days, and what are the landmarks, when coaches are interested in you, and all that. Because everything's changed in the last 5-10 years. It's completely different.
All right, Todd, I appreciate the call. I really do. Thank you for listening.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. We didn't, Let me ask the rest of you who advertise. Do you get that where you advertise? They just let people call out of the blue and talk about your product? No, of course you don't. They screen the calls. We don't do that. Here's Lance. Hello, Lance.
Well, Frank, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
I was telling Dan that I'm the oldest listener, longest fan in the world.
Well, you don't mean oldest in A, you mean listen the longest.
Listen the longest the world.
Well, we're going to see. When did you start listening?
Oh, it was in the 80s. Yeah. Early 80s, before Pookie was born.
Okay, you're in there. You're in the charter membership club.
Okay, and I've called you a couple of times, and we always talk about when J.O. broke in on your program and all that.
Oh my goodness, I remember that day.
Funny, that was one of the greatest radio moments. You could coin radio moments.
It was one of the greatest in my career. I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you, and your response to that was beyond classic. But one of the things I was calling you about, other than establishing the fact that I am the longest listener.
That deserves a round of applause right there. Listen longer than any other human being. And so what else did you
call? Thank you very much. I even remember Abuse Boy. How long did he last? That was pre-Eon.
Yeah, he was here about, Abuse Boy was here about a week, wasn't he?
He was here about a year on this station, but he was with us at the other station.
Well, Eon's 100 times better.
Shame.
But you were talking about the loyalty of your listeners and how grounded they are, and I'm in all sincerity, I think it's because I don't know how much credence you put with karma and vibes and all that, but you put out kind of a vibe that you're a good guy and that you help people. And people pick up on that, and as a result, that's why you have such loyal fans.
Well, that's very nice.
I wouldn't miss it. I can't listen every day, and I don't get to listen to the whole program, but I listen to what I can. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You got a good, substantial, grounded show, and people like you.
And when you do miss a day, it's kind of like you feel like your life's not complete, don't you? There's a hole in your life.
It's definitely a day I spend in the toilet, I can tell you that.
Well, it's like that orange juice thing. A day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what a day without orange juice is like a day without Frank, you know. But that's the way it goes.
All right, well,
okay, that's all I want to say. You guys are terrific, and I hope you're around forever.
Thanks for hanging with us all this time. We appreciate that. Thank you, Lance.
You bet. Bye-bye.
See, the people that listen a long time, how happy they are?
Mm-hmm.
I guess like one of the happiest guys I've ever talked to. But Janet's pretty happy, too. Hello, Janet.
Hi, how are you today, Frank?
Great, great. What can we do for you?
Well, I am Ian in the P and the
P. Of course you are.
Of course.
Of course.
I have a question, and it's something that you guys talked about a long time ago, and I never did hear the answer.
Okay.
Why is it that when you put bars of soap in your bed, it keeps you from getting a Charlie heart?
Okay, first of all, we're not convinced that that works because nobody has more Charlie horses.
I'm going to tell you it does.
All right, well, now listen to me. Nobody has more Charlie horses than my wife. She is plagued with severe, and I'm serious, there's hardly a night that she doesn't spring out of bed screaming in pain because of Charlie horses. That soap thing did nothing for her. Now,
really?
I don't doubt that. I'm not going to say that it doesn't for anybody, but she tried it because she's desperate. She'll try anything. And she gets severe Charlie horses. And again, I'd like to point out, she exercises a lot.
There you go.
And she's in good shape and she eats right. What does she have? Charlie horses.
Using those muscles.
I don't have them.
Well, I don't put the big loaf or the big bar of soap in there. I have all those little bars that you get from the hotel, and I threw a whole handful of them in there. So anytime I turn over anything, somewhere on me is touching a bar of soap, and I think it helps.
Okay, you think it helps. You sound like
I have never had a Charlie horse.
Okay. Well, is it possible that you wouldn't have had them anyway, that they just went away?
Well, I drink milk, so I think that has a lot to do with it, having calcium in your body.
And my wife can't drink milk, because if she does, she passes gas in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And blows the sheets off.
You're the only one sleeping with her, Frank, so we don't care.
All right. I would. You know what? The reason I don't say it doesn't work for somebody is I'll never do that again, and I'll tell you why. That day that we read the thing that said if you get a mosquito bite, take a ballpoint pen and draw a circle around it, it'll stop itching. I went, really? And then I got a mosquito bite. I got a pin. I circled it. It stopped itching.
It did.
Immediately.
I've done it, too. I've done it plenty of times after
that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't say, hey, you know, maybe the soap thing might work for some people. I wish it worked for her, but it doesn't. I'm glad it does for you.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Well, I have now that you call. Thank you, Janet.
Bye-bye.
See, I know how to talk to chicks.
Yeah, boy.
If you say to a chick, she goes, have a great day, you say, it's already great now that I talked to you. You can get them in bed.
She's really, floating if she hung up.
If she'd been here, right to the hotel.
Oh,
right over to the Sheraton in a heartbeat. Hello, John. No, I'm sorry.
You got John.
I do?
Yeah.
What happened to the red?
It's double-clicked there. Hold on.
Hang on, John. I messed something up here. Hold on one second.
There you
okay,
go.
I fixed it. Now you're in red, highlighted in red, which means you're on the air. What can we do for you, John?
Frank, we had an accident the other day at work, and I was just wondering, thank God nobody got hurt, but it was a pretty bad accident. They've been having some safety meetings, a lot of people coming in and out of the plant, and I could have sworn I saw the Carter brothers in that meeting. I was just wondering if you got any word of it from them.
Well, John, first I need to ask you a little bit about the accident. What kind of accident was it?
We lost a load of steel that was being hoisted in the air with a crane.
So a load of steel fell?
Yes.
You know, hang on, John. Hang on one second. We do?
Okay.
Hang on one second. We do?
Wow.
Get out of here.
Yes.
I've just been told, John, that the Carruthers brothers have just filed a report on it.
The four Is Carruthers right? brothers.
All four Carruthers
four
brothers.
Of them.
And as soon as you hang up, I'm going to play that report about that steel spillage, I guess you could call it. And where was that exactly? I'll hear it when they do the report, maybe. But where was the steel incident?
We'll just say it was... in southern Missouri.
Southern Missouri. All right. I can't wait to hear the report they filed. I hope everybody's okay. We'll find out any moment now. John, thank you for the heads up.
Thanks, Frank.
I have to now switch it over to the newsroom where I understand we have four reports from all of the Carruthers brothers. We start with David Carruthers and his report on the steel that fell.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Oh, wow. That was good. That's a good report.
Yes.
And I understand also standing by, who was there on the scene, Danny Carruthers, who files this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Well, nothing new.
A lot of steel work down in southern Missouri.
Yeah.
I've also been told Daryl Carruthers. I don't remember their names.
I know.
Daryl Carruthers has filed this report.
Wow, that's big, man.
Well,
that's
is.
A major blow, man, for
it
real.
Is. When you drop steel, it is. And Dennis Carruthers files this report.
It's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
Well, it's not really St. Louis,
well,
Dennis, but he's meaning their reaction
to
it. Yeah. Boy, John, thank you so much for pointing that out to us. I might have missed the entire, all four reports from the Carruthers brothers. This should be, and probably is, Kat. Hello,
hey,
Kat.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Listen, I was hearing you say that your wife gets the trolley horses, and I do
all the
too.
Time. Very severe.
And let me tell you, it worked for me, and it works for a few people that I've turned it on to. But if she will drink, and this doesn't sound good,
don't say
about
no.
a half a shot of vinegar, as soon as she gets it, it will go away instantly.
Half a shot of vinegar.
If you can swallow half a shot of vinegar without throwing up.
Well, I know that sounds bad, but you got to weigh out the thing. What will be worse?
And you swear by this.
Yes, I do. And I'm telling you, all it has to do, she has to do is try it one time, and she'll know.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to share this with her. What's interesting to me is sometimes it's interesting that these things come on just when she thinks I might want to try something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, well, you know, Frank, that's just, you know, that's just how it is.
Just how it is.
Well said. Another woman going, well, that's
what
just
how it is.
What
do you think the chances
is?
Of us are?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, tonight I'm feeling like, oh, Charlie Horse! Oh!
No, give me that vinegar.
Yeah, she actually does get them really, really severely. And I will suggest, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep a little half shot of vinegar by the bed. And one of those things hits, I'll go here, and we'll see. And I'll be the first to come on and go, hey, it works, if it works.
All right. Great.
All right, thank you, Kat.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And what do you think Kat short for?
Catherine, probably.
or Caitlin or
I know a couple of people, Catherine, and they go by Cat.
They go by Cat.
Yeah.
I think I know what Tony is short for. Usually Anthony. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, I think Cat stole my thunder. My dad swears that the vinegar, a shot of vinegar, if you take that, he says on a daily basis.
I don't think I could swallow a shot of vinegar. Honest to goodness, I don't think I could get it down.
You've never taken a big swig off of a Clausen pickle jar?
No.
Oh, my. That's so good.
Oh,
but
yeah,
at any rate, my dad says that apple cider vinegar, it works the best.
All right. That's probably a little easier to take.
I don't know. Maybe. I've tried drinking that too for acid reflux.
I got news for you. It's so painful that she would do it. She seriously screaming out of the bed, and just it's excruciating. I've only had 3 Charlie horses in my life ever, and they were all in the back calf, back of my leg.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna tell you something. It's unbelievable.
It's like your whole muscles being
just
twisted,
or ripped apart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's you're the second that you've confirmed what Kat said, so it's worth a try.
One last thing.
Sure.
I really enjoyed the guys that were calling in and filling in for Mike Evans. Some of that made me laugh very hard. And today's show is a great one too. Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. You know, that tells me that all the other shows haven't been that good. When somebody says today and like it was a good show, it's like all the others were just kind of crap.
Or we can just get those guys that were doing a Mike Evans impression
and let them do the whole
replace,
show.
Yeah.
Fine with me. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And the last guy sort of went with it, a little pickle juice.
Well, that would be vinegar.
That's the same thing as vinegar. That's what the other guy said.
Well, that's a lot easier to
swallow
than straight vinegar.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got another one. It's a homeopathic remedy.
Well, I'm heterosexual.
No, I don't. Hey, so homeopathic means non-drug.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's called leg cramp relief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a product. I got it from the health food store over in Columbia, Illinois, Roosters. It's right the second little shopping center once you get into their town on Highway 3.
Oh, sure, that shopping center.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
I know which one.
Well, they don't have very many of them over.
All right, Joe, I appreciate it.
But it's these two little pills you put under your tongue and let them dissolve, and it goes away.
All right, you might want to, you know what, are you talking to one of those Progresso soup cans that I see on the TV commercials?
No.
Okay. All right, Joe, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
And now a reenactment of Joe's phone call.
Honest to goodness, that sounded like...
It did.
You ever see those commercials where they pull a can?
Maybe a speakerphone.
You might want to try this.
Oh, man. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So, well, Joe there sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher, right? Wah, wah, wah,
yeah,
wah, wah.
A little bit.
You know, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I know. It sounded like that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
What can we do for you?
Hey, listen.
I just
wanted to call. Tonight, you're going out to dinner with my folks for something that they bid on for the Friends of Kids with Cancer thing, and I just wanted to call and thank you.
Are they your parents? They're your parents?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Carol and John?
Yes, sir. Oh, CJ, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
well, don't thank me. Thank them. They're the ones that gave the money to Friends of Kids with Cancer. I'm just
eating the steak. Well, no, no. I mean, I know they're very excited about it, and I just wanted to call in and maybe just have a request. I wanted to see if maybe you could get Sean Connery in the studio there. To sing some blues with Dan Strauss, the harmonica player,
from your earlier segment. Hang on, let me check. Can we get Sean Connery? No? Oh, no, apparently not.
No. That's a lot of work.
Not going to happen. But it's a good thought.
Well, you know, I figured Sean Connery singing the blues would be really worth hearing.
I'm hearing it in my head right now, and it's a disaster.
Oh, Sean Connery singing the blues.
That's what I hear, a radio disaster. But I look forward to meeting your parents tonight.
Yeah, well, listen, keep up the great work, you and the crew there, and we appreciate all you do for everybody here in St. Louis.
Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
That's you guys, crew.
Oh,
you're the crew.
All right.
When John Crane says, hi, crew, he's talking to you two.
Oh, I didn't
you never knew that, did you?
No,
oh, that's nice.
That's true. Well, they had a great seminar Tuesday night, the Associated Physicians Group people. I just talked to them. a terrific turnout, and it was a an alternative to knee replacement seminar, and they were full. And that tells me there are a lot of people who whose ears perk up when you say, hey, you know, you might not have to have knee replacement. There's a good possibility that with the right physical therapy, the best physical therapy, you don't need that. Well, who wouldn't want to hear more about that? And I'm sure that's not going to be the last seminar. When the next one comes along, I'll be happy to tell you about it. In the meantime, here's what you need to know. APG Pain, that's Associated Physicians Group, or as I like to remember it, All Pain Gone. They are in the physical therapy and pain management business. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And the last word I got was we're getting very, very close to a Creve Coeur location. And I'll be thrilled when that happens because I want people on the Missouri side of the river to get a chance to see how these people operate. Not operate like a surgeon, but how they work and how they rehabilitate. And how they help people get back at whatever it is they want to get back to. Dr. William Tom is the medical director. This guy's got some very impressive credentials. And what they do is relieve pain and restore mobility. And they diagnose, they treat, they rehabilitate. Here are the four big ones. The four big body parts that people go to APG for. Knees, necks, backs, and shoulders. But anything near or connected to those they can work on, too. Some people have elbow pain or carpal tunnel or migraine headaches. It's APG. And you would, you'd be wise to meet with them and talk to them about whatever your issue is before you resort to something you might not have to do. Physical therapy, pain management at its best. Three locations in Illinois again, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. If you want to know more, go to apgpain.com.
Time for a look at traffic. Here is Timothy Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, we've got a mess out there already. On southbound 270, just before Manchester, you've got an accident that's blocking one lane, and traffic is jammed back to Page. On westbound 64 near Hampton, an accident's blocking a lane, the right lane, and traffic is backed up to Boyle. Eastbound 6440, you've got a crash. Looks like a multi-vehicle crash. Four cars involved there near Timberlake Manor, and that's got the left lane blocked. Now, westbound 40 continues to be slow from Lindbergh all the way out through Mason. Looks like we're slow again as you approach the Boone Bridge, and then that slowdown between 94 to just west of Highway K. Eastbound 270, that's really jamming up now. As you approach McDonald through New Florissant, westbound 70, running heavy now just from, looks like about east of Cave Springs through Mid River Small Drive. Downtown, you're running slow on eastbound 40 now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Every Monday through Friday, kids eat free after 3 p.m. at Applebee's. Enjoy dinner out without breaking your budget with one free kids meal per adult entree. Beverage not included. Promotion is dine-in only. Only at Applebee's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Everything you want to know about Ross the intern but were afraid to ask, we'll ask him Friday morning. Plus all the latest in traffic, news, and weather at stltoday.com and the Big 550 KTRS.
Now that school's back in session, has half of the soccer field ended up in your living room carpet? Did your cushions discover that washable paint isn't all that washable? Has sidewalk chalk turned into rug chalk? We can help. Justin Woodard here with Woodard Cleaning and Restoration. Right now, we'll clean three rooms of carpet for $193, or you can save 30% on rug cleaning. Appointments are made around your schedule. Before work, after work, weekends. Yeah, we work Saturdays and Sundays. With the kids back in school, get your carpet back to clean. Get three rooms of carpet clean for $193, or save 30% on rug cleaning. That's not all. Ceramic tile and granite cleaning is also 15% off. When Woodard comes to your home, you'll be 100% satisfied, or you won't pay. That's the Woodard wow factor. Call today to schedule with Woodard. 314-227-3926. That's 314-227-3926.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-939-1348. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-939-1348. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-939-1348. That's 1-800-939-1348.
Hey there, friends. Tom Calhoun for my friend, the Bellow Man. Did you know that the air that you breathe in your home could actually make you sick? According to the EPA, they say in some homes, air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. That's really saying something. But all isn't lost. Your friends in the Metro East, the Bellow Man, actually has a trained carrier healthy air expert on staff that comes out to your home and performs a free, no-cost evaluation of your home's air duct and filtering system. The Bellow Man can make some recommendations to you that will help you breathe easier this spring and summer. The cost to come out? Nothing. Absolutely free. But the recommendations could be priceless to you and your family. So pick up the phone and call my friend, the Bellow Man, at 618-BELOM. M-A-N, or go online at bellowman.com for more information.
Heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A.
Hi, I'm Ron Burdell with Burdell Remodeling. We have been serving the Collinsville and Metro East area for over 25 years. We specialize in kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. Whether you have your own design or you need a design, we can do the heavy lifting and turn your house into your dream home. When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840 or visit us online at www.athomewithron.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
All right, we're going to get right back to the phones, but we talked about the Blues Festival coming up. I'd like to play a little bit of and this is a couple of seconds. We're going to the phones. This is, was it Bull Moose Jackson?
That's right.
And a great, one of the great blues songs ever, and I'm sure you'll agree, called My Big 10-Incher or something like this. Before there was ever an erectile dysfunction commercial, this guy was singing songs like this. Hit it, Bull Moose. Bull Moose Jackson. This is real blue.
Not being the strangest woman.
Yeah.
Believe me, this chick's no cinch.
Yeah, no cinch.
But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Now, of course, he's talking about
record. Big 10-inch record.
Yeah, he's talking about, I don't know what you folks were thinking, a 10-inch record.
Yeah.
You filthy-minded people. I know what you were thinking. All right, we got more great blues music to come. But first, we're going to go to Chuck. Hello, Chuck. How are you? Chuck, you got to turn that radio way down. Chuck? Chuck, you have to turn. No, we can't do that. Let's go to Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. AM and the PM.
Thank
of
you.
Course. I'm calling about your wife's cramps. In her legs.
Oh.
tell her to try magnesium for one. If she hasn't tried that already.
You mean like the metal, like magnesium?
I think, yeah, it's in like vitamin form.
Yes, right. Okay. A vitamin supplement. Magnesium by itself.
Okay. I'm sure she's done that. She's got 8,000 bottles of different supplements all over the house. But
she probably has. But that's okay. Something that I've read. Myself, I have used, they're called MagSteps. It's a product by Neekin, and they're a flat insert that you put in the bottom of your shoes. Mm-hmm. I won't go without them. I got cramps all the time, just like she does. My father did also. We both have them in our shoes, and no more cramps. Can't guarantee it, but it really did work for me.
Well, I like the fact that you said you can't guarantee it, because about 90% of this stuff works for some, but not for most.
Not for all. That's exactly right.
That. All right. Anything else?
No, but if you'd like to have her try it, I'll drop a pair off. And no, you can just try mine.
No, I appreciate that. I'm not going to put you in that trouble. I appreciate it, though.
No trouble.
All right, thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have her try it.
Okay, I'm not a taker. I'm a giver. You guys know that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I hit the right button. Yep, I did. Rose. Hello, Rose.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, I'm also calling regarding leg cramps.
No, my goodness.
Wife, cramp calls.
Okay, yeah. This will be the last cramp call, I believe.
Okay, I think this is really simple. And at the present time, it's being emailed to different friends all around. Okay. And I got this off of one of my emails.
Okay.
And it's drinking water. And it's from a cardiologist, a specialist, and he's saying drinking water at a certain time maximizes its effectiveness on the body.
Okay, and here's why that won't work for her. These are very severe and very, like, almost nightly, and she keeps water by the bed. She drinks water all the time.
Okay, well, then if she does, because that's what he says. It says that if taking water at bedtime, it'll also prevent nighttime cramps because your leg muscles are seeking hydration.
Right, but she's overly hydrated. That's not an issue, but I appreciate the advice.
That's fine, Frank. You have a great day today.
You too, Rose. Cheer up, okay?
I'll do that.
I hate it when depressed people come here.
Bringing me down.
Try to bring everybody down, and it's not going to work. Hello, Ruth.
Well, hello, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I know you said that was the last call, but I wanted to just reiterate on the vinegar thing.
Mm-hmm.
My father-in-law is 92 years old.
What does he know?
He's taken vinegar with a little bit of honey in it as a nightly tonic for years.
Well, I don't argue with people 92. He's 92 and I'm not. He made it to 92, so it must do something.
And he still drives and everything. So the vinegar and honey must work.
Well, I like the idea of putting honey in it because I don't think I can swallow a glass of vinegar or a shot of vinegar.
Right, yeah, it does help the taste a lot.
All right, Ruth, I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Now, the next caller is Holly. Is this Holly the ex-convict or the other Holly? We'll find out. Or another Holly.
Yeah, this is the ex-convict Holly.
Hey.
I like my name, though.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you called because I have to get caught up with you on this Breaking Bad thing. Did you watch any of that?
Listen, that's why I'm calling. I really don't know whether to thank you so much or to be very upset with you.
Because I took about 90 hours of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
The holiday weekend, I'm always on the river. I'm always doing stuff. I have not done anything. Me and my nephew that I got, he was in foster care and I adopted him or whatever. We sit there and watch it nonstop, weekend after weekend.
All right, how far into it are you? Because I gave you 5 seasons of it. How far are you?
We got 2 more shows on the 5th season.
Wow.
And then, of course, my DVR has been recording this season.
Is it not the greatest?
Oh, my goodness. It really is. It really is. A matter of fact, I posted on my Facebook. I don't post a lot of stuff on there. I'm not on there all the time or whatever. I posted on my Facebook something like, I might as well be addicted to drugs if I'm the way Breaking Bad, I'm so addicted to it, or how addicting it is, or something like that.
Now, for people who don't know your story and didn't hear you, Holly here is a former meth cook. She went to prison for 5 years. She knows about meth. So what I wanted to find out from you was how dead on and on track they are with this thing. And I'm guessing somebody did their homework on this show.
Well, you know, some of the things in it are familiar. Of course,
I'm not a chemist or nothing like that.
And
not,
you're not a murderer. Did you kill anybody?
Not yet, but.
Good answer. Good answer. Now, listen, you know I want those back when you're finished.
Yes, I know. I know.
I'm not in a hurry. Whenever you're done, because I got other people who are dying to get this Breaking Bad thing. They want to see what it's all about.
I should be finished with them soon.
No hurry. When you are, let me know.
But as far as the game and the players in the game and the way, you know, of course, mine was a lot lower scale. But
oh no, this is the top of the heap here.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
But I'm glad you like it. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, and there is blue stuff sometimes. Sometimes it turns out blue.
Okay.
But anyways.
Well, I'm glad you.
I'm glad you
enjoyed it, and I'm sorry to have taken such a big chunk of your life. But hey, you gave 5 years of your life to prison, so what the heck? This is a walk in the park compared to that. All right, Holly.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
All right, you too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
And I don't think she'll mind if I say this, but Holly is one of our many tobacco chewing lesbian ex convict listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
And my goodness, we got tons of
huge percentage.
Oh, it's a giant chunk of our audience. And we love Holly. Hello, Bill.
Frank, am I on?
You're on the air.
How about at 10 PM?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, you talk about letting people out of jail, you know, in jail.
Yeah, Bill, you're in a horrible cell signal spot. You're in what we call goat cellular hell. It sounds like a goat. Let's try it again. Yes, I talked about the marijuana laws, and what it looks like we're headed for is recreational use, legal all over the country. What happens to the people who are in jail for what's now legal?
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I feel bad. It's not really his fault.
No.
I can work Debbie in here. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Debbie? This is Debbie.
Yeah,
Am I on?
That's why I said hi, Debbie. Yeah, you're on.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I've never done this before.
Don't say the F word. Here, if this is your first time, here are the rules. Don't say the F word and act like you really like me. That's what you have to do.
Oh, that's easy. Okay, so I had to call because we have a 9 and a 6-year-old, and we're always looking for movies to do on movie night, and you kind of run out of things when you have Netflix. And So very recently, we decided to do the Back to the Future trilogy, which... I had not seen, obviously for, 15 years or 20 years or something.
I love those movies.
1985, right?
Yeah.
So we watch them, and we get to part two, and I have a 9 and a 6-year-old. And I remember watching them when I was probably in eighth grade or in early high school and thinking, whoa, 2015, look how crazy that is, right?
Yes.
Crazy talk.
Where they're flying, cars are flying and everything.
Hoverboards.
And, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then now, when I watched it with my kids, I thought, whoa, this is crazy how many things they actually got right.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things are nuts, like the cars, but 2015 is right around the corner. So the reason I had to call you is because right after we finished the trilogy, earlier this week, you were talking about how license plates were going to be digitally transmitting and some prints were going to be now... paying for, being your way to pay for things.
Correct.
And those are, I thought, oh my gosh, that we're in Back to the Future too.
Oh, yeah. The video
it's
phones.
Actually happening.
We're there.
Yeah.
It's amazing how somebody's sitting down thinking, well, this is just science fiction. Let's throw this out there. And then it happens.
When he gets fired, the face-to-face video conferencing.
It was crazy.
Since you like to find movies for your kids, there's a movie we mentioned the other day. Yeah, in fact, yesterday, that most people have completely forgotten about that at the time was a great movie. And I'm hoping it's okay for kids. The original Crocodile Dundee. That wasn't an R-rated movie, was it?
I don't know.
I don't know if I ever...
I don't remember.
...saw that.
I don't either, but it's a good idea.
Crocodile Dundee was a terrific movie. And
right. We're like searching the archives for what was things that we liked,
Yeah. And listen, when Christmas gets here, if your kids have never seen Prancer... It's one of the greatest Christmas movies I have ever. Everybody talks about The Christmas Story and The Wonderful Life. Prancer is a tremendous kids movie.
All right, will do.
All right, Debbie, thank you for calling.
Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Disappointing. No food hydrator. Where they put the like this mini pizza in this box, and then all of a sudden, 5 seconds later, it's a cooked pizza.
Do you hear what I heard in her voice?
Yes.
Yeah. It happens, and I've tried to not encourage it. Women sounding like they want to sleep with me and stuff, but I don't know what I do to cause that.
Yeah, you can almost tell right before she hung up she was going to say, how can I repay you for...
Yeah, and that's why I cut her off, because I knew that's what she was going to say. Is there any way I can repay you?
I'll do anything.
I don't want to go there, okay?
No? Well, you're married.
Happily, very, very happily. I'm so happy I can't stand it, and that's why I don't even want to go there. Okay, now, coming up, Bill Cleveland. And I know you all know who he is, so if you're like me, you can't wait to see how funny today's segment's going to be.
Oh, man.
Now, we have a reprieve on this weather. What's the temperature right now? Does anybody know? Like 84 or something, 86? It's in the 80s, and it's going to be even better, like Friday and Saturday. It's going to be fantastic weather.
84.
No. Everybody's happy about that, except both folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. They like that weather the last couple of days, that miserable heat. Their phones are ringing like crazy. I can't stand it. This thing's not cooling right. Here's what I would do if I were you. I'd get on the plan service agreement with Matheny, and that's just like a twice a year or whatever it is checkup where they just make sure that your heating and cooling system is running at 100% efficiency, everything's great, and you're ready to go for the next severe season. Of course, the next severe one's going to be winter. Sometimes we don't even have a fall. You notice that in St. Louis? Sometimes there's no spring. Oh. It just goes, boom, hot summer. And then there's no fall. It's just nice weather to miserable freezing cold weather. Be ready. Be ready. And, of course, if you do have an emergency, this is also the place to call. And if you need to replace the unit, the whole system, because they don't last forever, nobody has ever yet made a heating and cooling system that's good for 100 years. They die. They crap out, and you have to replace them. And I can't think of anybody better to do that than Matheny. 71st year this year. This is 71 years they've been in business. St. Louis and St. Charles counties, commercial, residential, any size, any make, any model. Good people, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now, checking with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, they've cleared that accident off to the right shoulder on westbound 40 just before Hampton. Traffic is backed up approaching Kings Highway, and it's starting to slowly make its way through McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh out through Mason. Looks like we're slow again. Folks taking a look at another accident on the eastbound lanes, but it's slow now from 141 out through Timberlake Manor, and then you're heavy again long road to the Boone Bridge. This accident eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. Only the right lane is getting through. Two left lanes are blocked. You're backed up a little east of Boone's Crossing. They've cleared the accident from southbound 270 before Manchester, but things are really stacked up south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. We had an accident or a medical emergency on the ramp from Highway 44 to 270. Now, they've cleared that, but Highway 44 westbound is slowing from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. Eastbound 270 stacking up now near Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Most Missouri's 529 Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. To learn more about taking the first step, visit most529plan.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hey, moms and dads, the kids are back to school, so now you can concentrate on getting your outdated kitchen ready for the upcoming holidays. Don't you dare go through another cooking season using that old, unreliable stove. Instead, check out the beautiful Bosch stoves that Appliance Discounters has to offer at drastically discounted prices. In need of a new dishwasher? We'll let our staff show you the great features offered on Bosch dishwashers, and of course, they will be at the lowest price in town. Stop by Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or just shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Don't miss the St. Louis Men's Expo this Saturday and Sunday at St. Charles Convention Center. There will be outdoor products, campers, RVs, cars, trucks, and much more. Admission and parking are free. See stlmens-expo.com for show info.
Without trees, hammocks would just be blankets on the ground. Like hammocks and naps, being around trees lowers your blood pressure. Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
I'm sorry, we got a little caught up here in the studio listening to another one of great old blues songs called You Put It In, I'll Take It Out. It's about a guy and his woman is taking all his money, but he finds out she's putting it in the bank. Get it? You put it in, I'll take it out. See, I know, you people, I know what you were thinking. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. There is an app that makes getting a Laclede Cab very, very easy. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
I have to follow that. I think I'd rather hear the song, quite honestly.
Oh, you'll hear it later. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, new research finds that people who wake up early are more productive than people who sleep in.
Uh-oh.
Or as Congress puts it, whoa, is it noon already?
Yeah, I'm doomed.
And a man wearing a Barack Obama mask tried to rob a bank in New Hampshire last week. Of course, they knew it wasn't the real Obama. He didn't have golf clubs with him. And according to a new poll, only 20% say America is headed in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico, it's different. Their poll says 77% say the right direction is heading to America.
Oh, he's hot today.
Yeah.
He is.
Finally.
You're on fire.
Man, a kindergarten teacher in Florida is in big trouble after allegedly trying to sell the drug OxyContin. Other teachers started to become suspicious when she had the only class in school with a five-hour nap time.
Now, you know, it's not OxyContin like the cotton shirt. It's OxyContin.
Yeah, I got OxyContone.
Cotton.
OxyContin.
Not cotton. No, it's not cotton. OxyContin. Cotton. It's contin.
Contin.
C-O-N-T-I-N.
OxyContin?
Yeah, OxyContin. Cotton. No. Bill. Well, you know what? You can't be really funny and pronounce every drug
right
out there. You can't have it all.
Yeah.
All right. Give us the big wrap. Give us the big wrap up.
What? I'm Bill Cleveland on
yeah.
Big 550 KTRS.
That's
yeah,
it. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, see ya.
We're just trying to help it. It's not OxyContin. It's cotton. Like, oh, forget it. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The federal government runs out of money at the end of this month, and